Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. And the 2021 basketball season's here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you have to do is bet a dollar on any featured matchup, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Ross, Christmas edition of Ask Ross. We got lots of questions. Best question, we'll get that fantastic Labatt Blue shirt. Are you ready to roll?
Always.
All right, let's do it. Dave from San Diego says, hi, Ross and Jim. In the theme of the season of giving, I have a question for you, Ross. I think we've all heard stories of quarterbacks showing appreciation to their offensive line, quarterbacks buying Rolexes and so on and so forth. He wants to know, Ross, do you have any stories to share of your experience where the quarterback has looked out for his offensive line, showing appreciation to you or your co-lineman, either at Princeton or the NFL?
Yeah, so it's not really a college thing because college kids don't have money. So it's not really a college thing, but it is a NFL thing. And, you know, the interesting thing is you usually only get it if you are a starter, Jim. You only get the gift from your quarterback or whoever if you're a starter. So I was considered a starter enough my second, third, and fourth years. So those are the years that I got something. My second year was in Dallas, and I can't remember if Chad Hutchinson got us anything or not, but certainly Emmett Smith gave us stuff. It was it's kind of funny, but he gave us an Emmett Smith all-time leading rusher bottle of wine and Emmett Smith all-time leading rusher watch. This is the year he broke the record.
Yeah.
And he gave us an Emmett Smith signed jersey and an Emmett Smith all-time leading rusher book that he signed. So
it was all about Emmett.
So I don't think Emmett actually, I mean, it's actually pretty hilarious if you think about it, right? Like all of the gifts he gave his linemen were all about him. Like, and all stuff that like he got for free or had like excess inventory of, just kind of funny. I love Emmett though. It's not, you know, he was good to me. So it's just kind of funny. And then the next thing would be years 3 and 4 were awesome. Year 3, Drew Bledsoe got all of us airplane tickets anywhere you wanted to go. I think it was like a $1,500 value. So turned out, you know, I was engaged. And after I got married, my wife and I used the plane tickets to go on our honeymoon to Hawaii.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that was awesome. Year 3 from Drew Bledsoe, who was very generous. And then year 4, Drew Bledsoe got us Motorola Razor phone back, Jim, when it was like the cool. I mean, this is 2004, so that was like the phone to get, and it was $500 with a 2-year commitment. And Drew got it for us, and he paid the bill, unlimited minutes for a year. So the funny part about that is, I called my mom after I got the phone, and she answered the phone. She's like, hello? I'm like, hey, Mom, why are you answering the phone so weird? She's like, oh, hi, honey. The the caller ID said D Bledsoe because Drew had set it up. So it said D Bledsoe. So anyway, that was funny. The thing is this is the truth, Jim. I think he forgot that his credit card was on the account because he paid the bill for like 3 or 4 years. And finally, and my friends knew about it. I'm 24 years old. My friends would like borrow my phone. Drew paid unlimited minutes for like 3 or 4 years. Finally, I got a call out of the blue from his mom saying, hi, Ross. This is Barbara Bledsoe. Just calling to tell you that Drew's gift is – it's over now. But because he doesn't know your Social Security number, he can't take his credit card off of your account. So I was like, no problem, Mrs. Bledsoe. And I called and I put my credit card on it, whatever. But I'm telling you right now, Jim, I'm pretty confident there were some guys that just never called Mrs. Bledsoe back, knowing some of those guys. And Drew probably had to cancel his credit card.
That's great. All I could do is picture your mom doing, oh, it's just you, Ross.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Mom.
All right, let's move on. Next up is John from Rising Sun, Maryland. He says, happy holidays, Ross and Jim. I respect Penn State's decision to opt out of a bowl game under the current circumstances. On the other hand, you have Army at 9-2 desperately wanting to play. Does that say anything to you about the two programs? And more importantly, what does this say about how teams are selected for the bowls? Final question, do the extra practices for the bowl really help a team the following year?
It is an absolutely terrific question. And I got to tell you, Jim, I was hoping this would come up because I had a friend of mine who's a diehard Penn State fan, Penn State grad, texted me and said, "What? These guys don't want to play in a bowl? These guys don't want to play in a bowl game? They don't want to play?" I'm like, I kind of understand. He's like, what do you understand about not wanting to play football? So what I explained to him is, to my understanding, I certainly know this is the case with Army. I don't know about Penn State. But to my understanding, I don't think the Penn State players have been able to spend time with their families during this season. It's just been a very, very trying season. I don't know if they're able, maybe you have more information than I do, Jim, they're able to hang out with their families after the games.
No, that was just... to let you know, Ross, that has been one of the factors. James Franklin, in doing such a great job in keeping them from getting the virus, that's one of his rules. They were not able to interact with their families.
Right. And that is extremely difficult, extremely difficult. And I can tell you that, you know, I spoke with a coach this morning, actually, from a different FBS school who at one point had been shut down because they had a COVID outbreak. And you know why it was, Jim? Because the players got together with their families after a game. And that school had momentum and they had to be shut down after that. So it's been a really tough year. All of the testing, all of the protocols just to be able to play these games. They won their last four. They finished strong. They had a good last game. These guys have won 11 games. You know, the fifth-year seniors have won 11 games, three out of their last 4 years. They've been in a New Year's Day or New Year's Six Bowl every year. I just think to go through the protocol for another week to play in the Gasparilla Bowl against like a 2-8 South Carolina or whatever – I just don't think it was very appealing. Remember, you sign that scholarship, you kind of sign away the holidays. You sign away Thanksgiving, you sign away Christmas, you sign away New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And I just think that these players thought, we'd rather be with our families. We'd rather be able to go home, have a regular Christmas break, not have to go through all the testing, all the protocols to play in, let's be honest, Jim, a meaningless game, meaningless bowl game. I don't think they really care about the difference between 5-5 or 4-5. They won their last four. They ended the season on a strong note. They're feeling good about things. And I don't think if they did play in some crappy bowl, I don't think many of the NFL guys would have played anyway. You know, I think those guys would have been like, yeah, no, I'm going to start to get ready for the Senior Bowl or the draft or whatever. And so I don't blame them for that decision at all. Now, if they wanted to play in it, I totally understand that too. You know, guys like Shane Simmons, he knows he's not going to try to go to the NFL. He's going to get in the business world. He wants to play one more football game. Totally understand the guys that wanted to play one more game. But the thing is like the leaders of the team are usually the best players. And the best players are the ones that are going to the NFL and they don't want to play in a meaningless game. You know, like they want to maybe enjoy the holidays and then start training for the Senior Bowl or for the draft or whatever. So totally, totally get it. You know, other years, the season ends Thanksgiving weekend, and then you have like a month of bowl practices, Jim, which I think is significant. For this year, it really would have just been one more week, essentially. I guess you could say two more weeks if they got a New Year's bowl, which I don't think they would have, but it would have been one more week. I don't think that makes a big difference. I really don't. I think the Army players, and I did 8 of their games this year, either television or radio, 7 on television. I think the Army players, you know, none of those guys are really going to the NFL. And it's rare for them to go to a bowl game. And they're breaking school records by going to the 4th bowl game in 5 years. They're breaking school records by winning the Commander-in-Chief trophy for the 3rd time in 4 years. They're breaking records by having a chance to have a 3rd 10-win season in 4 years. And for those guys, football is like an escape. You know, I mean, you think about what their daily protocol is like, Jim. Football is like, you know, something that they have to do. You know, that's like their by far their most fun thing with everything else they have to do. And they really, really wanted that opportunity to play a Power 5 team, in this case, West Virginia, and show what they can do. And then they can go home after that.
All right, let's sneak one in real quickly here. Ben from Tarpon Springs, Florida. Ross, I know your expertise is in the offensive line, but this question is about two linebackers. You seemed hesitant to anoint Brandon Smith as the next star linebacker. Did that start to change with this game? And also, Lance Dixon, you saw firsthand at the Army All-American Bowl. Please remind us all he knows how to make a tackle and won't be a total bust. Real quick.
Yep. I think Brandon Smith will take the next step next year. I think they all will take the next step next year. And that's hopefully the case for Penn State.
All right. That has to be it. Stick around. Quarter number 4. We get Andy and Bob back, and we will name our winner. Stay tuned.
The 2021 basketball season is here, and to celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.